is not a complete off weekend because we put on the muck run. So,
oh, yeah.
Those of you listening who might be interested in that, it's time to start training.
And do you need volunteers or anything for that, Joe, or is that pretty much?
Well, the team pretty much, we have about 70 people, so we're in pretty good shape with volunteers. We want participants.
Okay. And they can go to, can they go to the Michigan Tech website and get more information on that, or where could they find more info on that?
We'll have to ask your sidekicks over there.
Well, let's get Cal Kirk Larson in here right now to find out about the muck run. Oh, he's not able to listen right now. We're talking about the muck run, Cal. And so we'll have something on the website for that so people can get involved. But that's coming up in late October, right, Joe?
Yep, October 29th. People should mark their calendar, and they can come out and see the course that we run when we have home meets.
Sounds good. Joe, thanks for your time. Good luck this week in the men's and women's cross-country teams for Michigan Tech at the UW-Parkside Midwest Open. And they'll have the results posted after the weekend on the Michigan Tech website. Safe travels, Joe.
Thanks, Dirk. I was good talking with you.
All right. That is Joe Hagemiller here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Great cross-country coach and a wonderful Bruce Springsteen fan here on Huskies Drive Time. And Cal and Kirk are with us as we get set for another big weekend of Michigan Tech sports. And the big one, of course, the home football game, Cal, with the Huskies hosting Ferris State, the number 7 team in the nation.
Yeah, it'll be an exciting weekend, obviously. It'll be a measure for the Huskies of where they are when a team like Ferris State comes in. They've been a program that's been, you know, very good the last couple of years. They have a new quarterback after losing Mr. Vanderlaan after 4 spectacular years for the Bulldogs. So it'll be interesting to watch a game and go Huskies.
Congratulations again to Brandon Cowie being named the Offensive Player of the Week in the GLIAC. And don't forget, we do have a Michigan Tech hockey update tomorrow morning with Mel Pearson at 7:30 right here on Mix 93. So tune on in for that. If you have a question for Coach Pearson, you can email it to us, dj@themix93.com. Good luck to Coach Michelle Jacob and the soccer program. They will be at Minnesota Duluth Friday night at 7. Always a tough opponent right there with the Duluth Bulldogs. And on Sunday, they will be taking on Bemidji State. So a little road trip for the Michigan Tech soccer program. Again, volleyball on the road this weekend, and cross-country at the UW-Parkside Midwest Open. Women's tennis getting going, too, with their at Ferris State, I think, on Friday, if I'm not mistaken, and women's tennis at Grand Valley State on Saturday afternoon. So pretty full schedule, but again, the only home event of the whole weekend is Michigan Tech football against Ferris State at Sherman Field, 1 o'clock. Tickets are available at the ticket office, 487-2073. Kirk, thanks, buddy, for stopping in today.
Appreciate it, Dirk. Always a pleasure to come in and talk Michigan Tech athletics.
Absolutely. And Cal, same to you, buddy, and how's the family going?
Doing good, Dirk. Clark was a little bit scared of the storm last night.
I can imagine that, no doubt about it. That's Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And again, our email address here is dj@themix93.com. Phone number 483-4054. Let's check in with Mitch Lake and a Newsbeat preview.
Broadcasting WKMJ FM Hancock.
Monongahela.